on my feed this evening. We're talking about the stars and fried chicken, sort of. What have those things got in common, you might ask? They're all taking up space in my next guest's social media feeds. Adolfo Aranjuez is editor of Metro Magazine and editor-in-chief at Archer Magazine. He's also a writer, a poet, a dancer. I actually quite like that list. What a list. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
When I say Colonel Sanders, I'm guessing you think of, you know, pleasant, benign old man in a white suit selling chicken. What's not to like about that? No longer. Because the father of KFC has had a social media makeover. Tell me more.
Okay, so this is a really interesting turn of events where, and it's ended now, the campaign's over, but the marketing department of KFC have decided to, I guess, capitalize on the growing prevalence of Instagram in people's lives. And so we're all familiar with the figure of the Instagram influencer, and what they've done is they've taken that and they've decided to appropriate the, I guess, the go-to lines and the go-to aesthetics of the images and basically overhaul Colonel Sanders into I call him KFC Zaddy. And if you're unfamiliar with the term Zaddy, this is probably like another show for another time. But
Just brief.
Is really hard because I feel like it's not really my department. You know, it's African-American slang. Mm. And I guess a Zaddy is like a kind of an older man. He's sexy. You don't really want him to be your daddy, but you kind of want him to be the kind of man you would call daddy in, you know, in the sheets. I guess that kind of is like a good kind of catch-all summary. And that's exactly what they've done with this campaign. And it's ridiculous. So it's CGI. Obviously, it's not an actual person. It's a composite of things that I guess people, a certain market, you would call it, find really attractive. I am part of that market, evidently.
So you find this new Colonel Sanders hot now?
Oh my God, he's finger licking, like more finger licking than the actual chicken.
No, nothing is better than the chicken.
Imagine having
Do you know
that
what stuff they put in that?
Oh my God, he has a tattoo. Obviously, when we say he, I mean this is not a real person, but he has a tattoo on his abdomen that says "finger licking good, secret spices." His abs are pretty epic, and this is all fascinating to me because, you know, if you think about the way that CGI is used in a lot of things now, you know, it's very realistic, but there is this term that we use in media theory called uncanny valley, where if there's a representation and it's, you know, I guess it's a measure of how we appreciate these representations and how close they are to reality. But there's a point where if it becomes too realistic, that changes from just like a generic sort of satisfaction into a feeling of kind of like eeriness. So I don't know if you know the film The Polar Express, but that was hella weird. And that bombed at the box office because people were just so creeped out by especially the conductor of the train. Anyway, Uncanny Valley, there's a point where a representation of a human becomes too representationally realistic that it becomes off.
I get it. But KFC Zaddy, the line.
There's a line, but KFC Zaddy is just it teeters like just before that line.
So they nailed it.
I mean, I followed KFC on Instagram precisely to see KFC Zaddy on my feed.
Okay, I get it.
On a regular basis.
All right. An oldie but a goodie social media video has made a reappearance on your timeline this week. Star size comparisons. Talk me through what the video is.
Yeah, this is very sobering, this one. Very, very different from KFC Zaddy. It's basically a video that compares graphically the size of the Earth to the rest of the cosmos. And I think it's really interesting that I presume it's had a resurgence because of the recent photograph of the black hole. And people are kind of thinking on more cosmic levels, I suppose. But yeah, it zooms out. It's basically a mega, mega zoom out from the Earth kind of size up to Jupiter, to the Sun, and keeps going through a range of stars that I didn't even know existed, to, you know, galaxies, to the whole universe. Turns out there is a kind of border around the universe that we know of. I didn't even know that.
Border. Build a wall.
Sorry. Not that kind of
that
wall.
That was so easy.
Well, I think it's made of microwaves, I think. I don't quite understand the science of it, but, you know, there's a limit. Apparently there's a limit to the known universe. And mind you, like we're specks. We're like half a speck in this. But yeah, I think it's just this really, really, yeah, harrowing idea that we're so small in the grand scheme of things. You know, here I am talking about KFC Zaddy and feeling like, you know, that's something we're thinking about. Well, I think what's more worth thinking about is mortality and how infinitesimal we are compared to everything else.
We are.
Yeah, and the planet is dying, right? So if for whatever reason we are the only planet sustain like harboring life, we are really, can I say the F word? We are really effing it up.
You can't say effing.
I'm saying effing. We're effing it up. We're really effing
that,
it up.
Yeah.
We're going to be the laughingstock of the whole universe that we forked it up. So, yeah, just a brief on that.
We kind of don't want life anywhere else, do we? Because they'll be laughing at us. I get the point. I get the point there. All right, finally, conversations about gay conversion therapy have been back in your feed in the last couple of weeks. If Labor wins the upcoming election, they say they'll ban it. Massachusetts outlawed the practice too. What are you saying?
I think this is a beautiful kind of change. I mean, it's long overdue, of course, and the US is still quite heavily Christian. I suppose we're quite fortunate in that we're a largely secular society. Mm. But at the same time, it's still worrying that these practices do still exist in our country. So there was a 2018 study done that 1 in 10 LGBTQIA plus Australians are vulnerable to, if not institutionalized gay conversion therapy, at least kind of like smaller scale approaches to, or like attempts to ostensibly cure them. Yeah, and there are lifelong repercussions to these from, you know, ranging from just difficulties gaining work to, you know, self-harm and to taking one's life. Yeah, so I think it's really reaffirming to have... Yeah, seeing Massachusetts taking that kind of step. They're now the 16th American state. So, I mean, if you think about that, a total of 50, less than half. You know, it's about, I wanted to put it, my God, maths, what is maths? It's less than half anyway. And 16 out of 50 is a very dismal number. And you can imagine, you know, strongholds of that kind of conservative Christian sector will be very, I suppose, opposed to changes because they do genuinely believe that this is a problematic so-called lifestyle choice.
Mm. Yeah, they're very convinced of that. That's right.
Well, yeah, that's right. It's a really kind of powerful form of indoctrination. But yeah, so I guess this is interesting for me and very timely because I'm just plugging myself here, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's okay. We can handle it.
Amazing. I have an upcoming essay in Screen Education magazine coming out in June on two films about gay conversion therapy, both set in the US. One is an Australian co-production, Boy Erased, directed by Joel Edgerton, and the other one is The Miseducation of Cameron Post. And both kind of do a really good job in different ways of kind of reminding us that these are young people whose lives we're effectively ruining by failing to accept and to open our minds and accepting that the change really isn't really from them, but it needs to come from us. But yeah, so I think on my feed, that was just like a good reminder that I am doing good work by writing this piece, that a lot of us are doing good work by continually advocating for change and for these people who just deserve to be loved.
Kids deserve to be safe too.
Yeah. So go Labor, make this happen. Actually, go everyone. Just I want this to happen
go
to
everyone.
Be outlawed. Go everyone.
Well, I think even the Liberal Party now say they've responded to questions actually on this and said
whether it's posturing, I suppose, is a different matter altogether.
But yeah, they have actually. So clearly there is a view in the community for them to answer that way those questions. Hey, Adolfo, thanks for coming in.
No worries.